Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Welcome to this week's episode of the Soulful Podcast. I'm so glad you are joining me today. I've activated the Arcturian frequencies to play in the background while I share this with you, and I hope it brings you everything you need this week. Matter of fact, I know it will. What a week it has been. The Lionsgate portal was wide open on August 8th for us to just call in anything we want to manifest. Now, this portal stays open until August 12th, which happens to be my birthday this Wednesday. I will be 37 years young, and I can't wait for what this next year is going to bring us. What I decided to do this week is share with you guys a prayer that I wrote in my evening review when I was looking back on my day last night on August 8th, as this is being recorded on August 9th. This prayer is meant to help us release perfectionism and the idea that we have to get it right all the time. We are going to make mistakes in life. It's part of life. It's how we learn. It's how we grow. It's how we realize who we don't want to be, or maybe who we do want to be. Mistakes are a part of life. So here is the prayer. I hope it serves you. Dear God, I messed up today in my interactions with those I love. I showed up in ways that were hurtful, selfish, and cruel. I don't want to show up like that with any of your kids, and definitely not with those I love. Help me to remove the belief that I need to always get it right all the time, and so does everyone else. We are going to make mistakes. Hell, we are going to fall flat on our faces in the shit pile by some of the free will choices we make. Allow me to be okay with this fact of life, and give me the courage to pick up the spiritual tools and action steps necessary to repair the damage I have caused to my loved ones, and to be better next time. Teach and guide me to let go of spiritual perfection, as that is a delusion I created when I started on this spiritual path, and an unobtainable goal I set for myself. Thank you for being the love in me in all of my ways of showing up in this world, and help me to turn back to the line when my footing fails me. Remind me when my ego resurges that I am here to do the role assigned, and that that role is not queen, jury, judge, and executioner of the world and its people. My role is to be the love in someone's day, and it's a role I can easily fulfill when I consciously connect to the divine within. We are always connected, even in our most tumultuous moments, but it is then we have fallen asleep to the connection. Help me to remain awake, aligned, and connected so I can better serve my fellow travelers. Amen. In this moment, I'm feeling called to ask you to really turn inward for a minute. Take a deep breath in. And hold it. And exhale. And another deep breath in. And hold it. And exhale. And I want you to just hold space for yourself in this moment. All parts of yourself. The one that yells at her kids. The one that showed up late to work. The one that didn't go to work because they weren't feeling well. Hold space for all parts of you. We get this idea that being spiritual means we have to be perfect, that we have to be like the Dalai Lama and like Mother Teresa and like Jesus and like Buddha and like all these spiritual giants that we've heard about in the world. And obviously we work towards those things. We want to be the best versions of ourselves. But we are also going to show up, and we allow ourselves permission to show up in all our ways. I want you to hug the darkest piece of yourself right now. The part that calls other people names. The part that shoots the bird off in traffic. Just whatever part of you you really can't stand. I want you to open your arms to that part of you and embrace it. And send it love. Because those parts of us that bother us the most are the parts that are the most terrified in this world. And we just have to love on ourselves even more. Take another breath in and hold space for that part of yourself. It's okay to cry. It's okay not to cry. All of it is okay. We're going to call on the guides of the highest truth and compassion right now to enter into this space we've created and to give us love and attention and permission to be all parts of ourselves at all times in this world so that we can just show up without shame, without judgment. Just show up as our true selves, whatever that looks like in any given moment. You are always connected to the divine. Even if you're not aware of it, it's always there. There's always a connection. You are always connected to all the other people on the planet. Each soul is connected in the divine intricate. Fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions, we're all connected. I don't know if you can feel that right now, but as I record this, I feel it. I feel your divinity. I feel the divinity of all the souls because we are all one. The purpose in this life is not to awaken to ourselves and our inner light. That is part of it. That's the first step. But it's to actually awaken to the interconnectedness of each soul once we've connected to our own soul. You are God and God is you. You are divine even when you're screaming at your kids. You are divine. And you get to make the choice to change that behavior or not. That's the beautiful thing about this human experience. We have the ability to choose and to choose again. Forgive yourself for all the times you believe you messed up, you screwed up, you did it wrong. All of that is being eliminated now because it no longer serves you and it's no longer necessary. And just be. Without expectation, without condemnation, just be. There's freedom in accepting and taking responsibility for who we are and the fact that our lives are ours and that we are going to screw it up sometimes. But what if it's not a screw up at all? Maybe it's part of the journey. Maybe that's exactly what we needed in that moment for our next soul's growth and our next soul's evolution to the next level. What if? Is it possible? Is it possible that the other day when I screamed at my child and called her names because I was terrified and worried and fearful, no excuse for my behavior, but that's where I was in that moment. Is it possible that I needed that experience to awaken to the fact that that's how I show up when I feel terrified for her life by choices she is making? And then to wake up to the fact that I feel like I have to control in order to protect, and that none of that is serving any of us. And now I am free from that because I did the spiritual work around that. And maybe we needed that experience in this home, and you needed the experiences you have had in your home and in your relationships and all these other things in order to grow and to peel back the layers of the onion a little bit more and to really allow your soul to shine so bright. Because you are a bright light. Take another deep breath in, allowing all parts of yourself to be felt, seen, and heard. Know that you are wonderful. Know that you are divine. Know that the energies are flowing to you right now, filled with so much love and light. And exhale. Another deep breath in and hold, and exhale, let go of all that no longer serves you, and hold. Before recording this episode, I drew a card. And the irony is the card that came up is so fitting for the prayer and meditation we've just done. Self-acceptance. Nothing is more exhausting than endlessly working on yourself. When you offer your whole being fully to love, self-acceptance arises spontaneously. May I rest in our oneness, dear divine. You are one with the holiness of the source energy. You are one with the holiness of the interconnectedness of the entire global planet, of all the people, creatures, trees, plants, all of it. You are one. We are one. We are all connected. Give yourself compassion. Give yourself love. And really, truly accept all aspects of yourself, and your life will bloom and grow. Until next time, sending you all my love. Activate and integrate all energetic shifts and changes. May the light be with you. One last thing before you go. I'd like to invite you all to join me in Awaken Your Inner Light Facebook group. It's a community of incredible souls. And on September 14th, I'm going to be hosting the Awaken Your Inner Light experience. It's going to be a 5-day experience. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'd love to have you join us. So again, that's Awaken Your Inner Light Facebook group on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/awaken your light. Have a fabulous day, guys. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.